Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour here on the DJV program. The primary in New Hampshire is Tuesday, so we're going to focus on that before it gets to be voting time in the perspective of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. It may be a very interesting day. I've noticed that here in Los Angeles, and I don't know, I'm having my folks look into it, in Los Angeles there are a lot of radio spots running for Michael Bloomberg, and have you heard them, Jennifer?
I haven't heard any radio spots. No, I've heard a lot of TV spots, though. Tons of Bloomberg TV and Tom Steyer TV.
Radio spots. Any of them playing where you are, Victoria or Kara? You heard any spots for Michael Bloomberg on the radio?
I don't listen to the radio, so I have no idea. Right. But nice. I've seen all the TV. Yeah, because I do my radio here, and then that's it. But, yeah, I've seen a ton of TV ads.
Mm-hmm. The radio voice of Bloomberg here in Los Angeles, whether it's here or nationally, I'm not sure yet. I'm having somebody check into it. Michael Douglas, I heard yesterday for the first time doing a spot on KFI, but I'm sure the spot's going to be running everywhere, that promotes his relationship with Bloomberg, what he's all about, why he's supporting him. And I thought it was very interesting on the heels of his father passing, and the focus on him was his father. And now he's chosen to be a voice. And so I just found it very interesting. So we have politics and who's on the stage and what's going to happen. So the focus on New Hampshire, what sort of activity over the weekend, Jennifer? Was there a lot of, I guess that's a silly question, was there a lot of activity in New Hampshire? Of course there was.
Yes, the answer is yes. It was a Friday night debate night for New Hampshire with seven candidates on the stage taking part in a debate. And then the weekend, of course, had a lot of candidates in and out of town, some making headlines for things that they didn't want to. What was the line that Joe Biden called somebody? Lying pony snatcher. What did he call that?
I'm trying to remember because I thought I took a screenshot of it. It was like lying pony.
Lying dog face pony soldier.
I don't know.
Who was it about? He called one of his New Hampshire voter a lying dog face pony soldier.
Apparently, it's like a quote from some movie.
From a movie, but from like 1940 or something like that. And no one quite got the reference. In any case,
what did somebody say about him? Obviously, he was reacting.
I think he was being heckled or something, so he just responded with that. But weird. Anyway, speaking of Joe Biden, he has a lot on the line because he is still nationally, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average, the top contender, right? People have seen him as the front runner throughout this whole season, but he tanked pretty miserably in Iowa. And it looks like he is on his way to doing the same thing in New Hampshire, which means his campaign is going to have a lot to explain. Now, he doesn't have to win Iowa. He didn't have to win New Hampshire, but he had to at least have a presence there. And after all the money, all the touring, if he shows up again in fourth place, which it's looking pretty likely he may, then you have a lot of explaining to do to the base if you want to continue your front runner status. So here's this latest poll. This will be the last one.
I think he might be fifth, actually. I think Amy Klobuchar did.
She's on the rise.
She made real strides. I watched that debate. It was on Friday night, but I didn't watch it until over the weekend. But, man, she was impressive. And
she raised a lot
of money, too.
She and he were actually pretty close in Iowa, too, and I think you're right. I think they're going to be close again in New Hampshire. Whoever comes out on top could be really great for Amy or really bad for Joe. So here's the latest poll. This is from the Boston Globe, Suffolk University, and WBZ, and this is the last one that people look at before they go into the polling place now because it is voting time. We're here. The story, of course, has been the rise of Pete Buttigieg. They're calling him now the co-frontrunner status with Bernie Sanders. And let's see, here's what we've got. This is a poll with a 4.4% margin of error. So that's actually pretty big, 4.5%. Sanders is ahead at 24%. Buttigieg slipped a little bit to 22%, but they're well within the margin of error of each other. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are in third and fourth place with 13% and 10% respectively. Amy Klobuchar, however, is right behind Biden now at 9%. She's up 3 points over the weekend since Friday night and appears to be the only candidate who actually got a boost from the debate on Friday, with two-thirds of the poll taken during and after that event. It
well,
seems
Bloomberg shows up at the first poll, the first debate that he's in.
Right, but we got to talk about New Hampshire right now. But he's not an option for New Hampshire right now. So it seems the debate injected doubt into the minds of some voters. The undecideds on Friday were 7%. Saturday, they were 12%. So I guess there was a little bit of confusion after the debate where people thought they had their mind made up. But perhaps
there is part of the
poll
asking who they were going to vote for, and now that they say they aren't going to vote for that person? Is that, does it go
in? They said, are you undecided on Friday? And 7% were. And then on Saturday, 12% are. That means somebody who thought they were a Joe Biden person or thought they were a Bernie Sanders person or thought they were a Mayor Pete person has been shook maybe to another direction and now they're undecided again. Maybe Amy Klobuchar maybe is the reason for that number.
I think that's it. Yep, I think that's it, because I think she was such an X factor, and she really, she was just so impressive. And I've liked her all along, but I really liked her after that debate. And I think that, for me, watching it, the only thing missing was Bloomberg on that stage. I want to see him talk and engage. And I thought the questions were actually finally really good questions. Mayor Pete took a real
Who
hit.
Who sponsored
on
the debate? The local TV station.
It was
station,
ABC.
Right?
It was ABC. So it was George Stephanopoulos and a bunch of other people. But Mayor Pete took a big hit on, you know, race relations in South Bend. That was a big stumble for him. But Amy really did well. They mentioned Bloomberg, but without him there, there really wasn't anything to talk about. So, I don't know. I hope he's in the next debate, because people really deserve to, you know, hear
what
he has
to say. They
want to
hear from him now. What's all the hubbub? People want to know, okay, what's the
right
story?
Yeah.
Let's hear from him.
The thing to watch with New Hampshire is the independents, because there's a good chunk of voters who are independents.
Yes,
and Sanders, Bernie's still leading with independents, but he is at 26%, which is actually 4 points less than he was when the week began. So he's losing support. Buttigieg is right behind him with 24%. He gained 13% with independents since Monday. Klobuchar, just to add to your point, Victoria, has moved into a third-place tie with Warren amongst independents. Her 10% support from independents actually rose to 16% since Monday.
Yep.
So, again, you just kind of look at the momentum and you see who's going up and down.
How does the money supply for Warren? But she was pretty much spending whatever she was getting, right? So she's going to be getting
again, if she can't show up in third place.
She's so stalled. Yeah,
if she can't get into third place, I think she's going to try to hold out to South Carolina. But I can't imagine much beyond that. I don't know if she doesn't perform in Nevada or South Carolina, I think she's done before Super Tuesday, because there's going to be a lot of pressure on her to start consolidating her votes with Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
You
I
mean
think
from
Bernie
the party
is,
or from the supporters.
Now, once that happens, watch out, because start adding together the support of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and all these other candidates get blown out of the water. So that may be something that if you're not a fan of either of those two, you want them to stay separate for a long time.
Getting clearer and clearer in my mind what's going to happen at that convention. It's just very, it marked my
very interesting. Let's hope technology doesn't play too big of a part in it, because
the joke at the Oscars about the
the Iowa caucus egg.
About the Iowa caucus egg. That was pretty good. The Surgeon General of the United States says that our flu problems here are a much bigger risk to us than the coronavirus. That on the heels of the first coronavirus case being confirmed in the state of Wisconsin. There are other states that are having some here in, how many are there? Three here in California, Jennifer, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think an American who's in Wuhan still passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
The whistleblower doctor passed away.
Yes, he did. Yeah. But an actual
28,000 cases in China. What is it, 600 or 900? How many people have died? Well, in China, it's 600 around the world. It's like 900, I think. 910 people globally.
Passed the SARS virus, so it's the numbers are up there.
40,000 people have been affected by this. Affected, not infected, but affected. Maybe infected is an appropriate word as well. A lot of different reports coming out, conflicting, as you can imagine, out of China. But back here to set a, sort of sober everybody up a little bit, this is something that I keep saying. Okay, so it's a problem, and it's good to get to have on your mind whatever it is and protect yourself as you can. But the flu season here, which began in the fall, has been very rough in America. 180,000 people have been hospitalized because of the flu. And of that group, 10,000 or more have died just in the first 5-6 weeks of the year. 68 of those people who have died are children. Health officials warning that if you get the flu vaccine, you stand at least a 42% chance of catching the virus, since the vaccine isn't a match, you know, every year. Ken Kronos and I get into this debate all the time about why bother, because oftentimes it doesn't even match whatever the flu virus is, because
yeah,
they're a year
some
behind.
Some people, they do better taking the chance to get the vaccine. All right, so here's the number. The Wuhan coronavirus claimed 97 lives in China on Sunday alone.
Yeah.
It's killed 910 people globally. The vast majority, of course, are in China, and it's infected more than 40,000 people. Those are just the cases that we know about. Again, I think there's probably some that we don't.
Yeah.
They're saying that the virus is a bigger killer than SARS. And there are now 65 new confirmed coronavirus cases on that cruise ship, that Diamond Princess ship that's docked in Yokohama. That's bringing the number on board that cruise ship to 135 with the coronavirus.
Wow, he's owie.
Nasty.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. We see it listed on food labels and hear healthcare professionals talk about it. But do you know what cholesterol actually is? Cholesterol is a waxy substance that's found in the fats in your blood. When you have high cholesterol, you may develop fatty deposits in your blood vessels, which eventually make it difficult for enough blood to flow through your arteries.
That bad cholesterol, when those plaques build, if they rupture, they can go and cause a heart attack or even cause a stroke.
Dr. Claire Haga, a Mayo Clinic physician, says what you eat affects your cholesterol levels, so you have some power to control it.
We want to make sure to eliminate trans fats. So examples of trans fats, a lot of this is going to be your products that are prepackaged, your fast foods, your fried foods.
You also want to cut back on saturated fats that are often found in animal products like bacon or butter. Dr. Haga says you can also help lower your cholesterol when you take in more omega-3s, which are good fats that you find in fish, nuts, and avocados. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Friday's 3 half the hour here on the DJV program. Music is our focus every hour. We set aside some time in this segment, this portion of each hour, devoted to music stories about musicians, what's happening, and the continuing focus on Major League Baseball, not allowing, I guess, is that the word for it here? No more promotions of Roger Waters because of the B'nai B'rith not wanting to B'nai B'rith is criticizing Waters for basically feeling that the Palestinians aren't getting a fair shake, which is kind of interesting. You can analyze this any way you want, and the Palestinians, in a sense, the people haven't, but they don't have good leadership. And Waters, who is pretty notorious, is he Jewish? Is that why he's so staunchly?
No, he's pro-Palestine, so I don't know why he'd
that's
be
right,
Jewish.
He's
and
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the Palestinian rights organizations are saying that this new deal is no good. Okay, Waters has been criticized for his use of the Star of David in some of his shows, of being critical. All right, so what's the bottom line here? What comes of this, Victoria? Anything other than...
Well, what comes of it is I suspect that it's probably going to be a lawsuit because MLB.com is one of several organizations that were sponsoring the ticket presales for Rogers' tour. And so they're no longer going to be doing any of that.
Why are they doing that for music? Why would Major League Baseball be...
Because concerts happen in a lot of baseball stadiums. So it's kind of a natural mix. Football does it too. So it just depends. Because Roger Waters sells out football stadiums.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. He's huge. So that's why MLB wanted to get in on it, because it's a lot of this is happening in their own parks.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
But now they're pulling back. I don't know who the other sponsors are. Probably Live Nation and the usual suspects. But MLB has now quickly caved to B'nai B'rith, so it'll be the end of that. But it's kind of a mess.
Well, I remember a lot of the owners of these
can't even keep politics out of music.
All right, next
everywhere.
Up here it is 26 after here on the DJV program. John Anderson and Blake Shelton. have released a duet called Tuesday, I'll Be Gone. It's a track.
I'm going to be into this.
Upcoming album. Why do you think?
I love John Anderson. As a kid, he did a song called Swingin', which was one of the very first songs that I loved. I can remember loving as a kid. And I love Blake, even though he took my money because he has slot machines in Vegas and he ripped me off $20.
That's right. You went to Vegas this past weekend, right, for your birthday to see a show that didn't happen, right?
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
Well, this song, Tuesday I'll Be Gone, was written by John Anderson. Finds the two singers swapping lines about the open road, an uncertain future, and a refusal to relive the moments that led to this point in their lives. Anderson suffered a health scare last year. He says, quote, "We went into the studio, and I remember saying, I'm going to do this like it might be my last. It still could be, but now the chances of that are getting slimmer and slimmer every day. I'm doing better, so I'm not hardly thinking that way anymore." Terrible English, but interesting to get his perspective. The album is out on the 10th of April. He'll be joined by the Bellamy brothers, Trace Adkins, Lauren Elena, on Blake's second annual Friends and Heroes tour.
I'm seeing it.
Launching this Thursday.
I was going to say, that sounds like a perfect tour for you. You can see
Blake
and
March.
Oh, my God.
Where are they?
See the cream in that Oreo cookie sandwich.
They're coming here?
Yeah, they'll be in L.A. in March.
What's the venue where they're going
to
be?
They are going to be at Staples or at the Forum. They're going to be at the Forum.
Forum, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully you have better luck there than you did with...
I know.
Who'd you go to see? Glorious Gwen
Stefani. Like the coronavirus or something. I'm just too sick.
28 after on the DJV show.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The five voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire have had their say. Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. The midnight voting, a 60-year-old tradition. As Democrats try to rev up voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary, President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The
the president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Four at the hour on the smartly set up DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington with the scotch tape and glue and everything holding the place together. Nicely done, Kara. Thanks very much for all of that. There is, Victoria, a focus today on the fate of Elizabeth Smart. Many of you may remember the story of Elizabeth Smart, and now she's had one more outrage to deal with. So would you explain, please, if people haven't heard that story, what it's all about?
Well, and it certainly speaks to a much larger problem that I think all of us should be talking about. Elizabeth Smart is now married, and she's 32 years old, and she has children, and she's a child safety advocate. And she just went public with a horrific incident that happened to her.
Tell a little just about what, in case people don't remember, Why
back in 2002, back in 2002, she was a teen. She was kidnapped at knife point from her home, and some wacko
international news headlines.
Oh yeah, and some she was missing for 9 months, and some wacko couple in some cult kind of a thing. Basically, they kidnapped her, and she endured horrific torture and rape and everything. It was awful. And so when she was found 9 months later, and she's been back with her family. Now she's 32 years old, and even though it feels like it's still such a new story, but she's been doing a lot of really great child safety advocate work. And so on a recent flight, on a Delta flight, she was asleep, and she said she woke up to the man next to her rubbing her inner thigh underneath her blanket.
Said
she completely froze, and she said the man didn't apologize, he didn't say anything to her, and she said to herself, you know, oh my God, I'm Elizabeth Smart, I've been through the worst you can go through, I should have known what to do. But she said she just froze up, she really didn't know what to do. She filed a complaint with Delta.
And his neck.
I mean, you know, my first thought is, bring it on. If somebody wants to touch me, you're going to get clocked in the face, you know? And I know that when you're in that situation, you can, you know, everybody reacts differently, but this enrages me that this is happening so much now. Sexual assault.
Yeah, a lot of it on planes.
Sexual assaults on flights have increased 66% over the last 3 years. This is according to the federal government. So we don't even know how many unreported incidents there are. These are the reported incidents. 66% over the last 3 years, women are saying that they've been sexually assaulted on a flight. Now, she said she doesn't blame Delta. It's disgusting.
No, it's not Delta's fault.
Yeah. So she contacted them, and she let them know what happened. She also contacted the FBI, and Delta issued a statement saying, what could they say? You know, we want all of our passengers to be safe, and, you know, what do you even do? If you're in the middle of that flight, I guess, do you report it right away to the flight attendant, and then is it your word
against
his?
You know what I would do? I would actually say, please stop touching my leg, and I'd say it loudly, and I'd look for the nearest person that would switch seats with me,
and I would
make an embarrassment of them, is what I would have done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'd have to make some kind of a scene, because the guy could go, I didn't do anything, you know,
right.
And if there aren't any witnesses there or whatever, then, yeah. But
because the 66%. Only way to call out someone's behavior like that, that happens not even from sexual predators so much. That's from somebody who thinks they can take advantage of every situation that they're in. And the only way to stop it is by putting a big light on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this guy, anybody who does this should be banned from flying. I don't know what Delta is going to do, if they're going to reach out to this guy privately. But Elizabeth Smart is a very visible person and vocal. And so this story is now out there. And I hope that it, you know, it's unfortunate that women can't even take a nap on a flight, because now we have to worry about the creep next to us trying to touch us. It's ridiculous. Seats are small enough as it is on airplanes. You know, you don't have any personal space.
No, not at all. All right, that's pretty troubling. Jennifer, help me understand, if you will, please, the California Lottery's gifting of tickets, $200,000 worth of tickets to the Ellen Show, and why that has started an investigation of the people who don't like Ellen, and it was a good promotion, I would have thought. But I saw this and I thought to myself,
I don't think it had anything to do with whether or not people were, I don't think it had anything to do with Ellen particularly. It had to do with
it was just on her show.
They were just ticked at the California Lottery because Ellen did for the holidays, she announced each person in attendance would receive $500 bundles of scratcher tickets from the California State Lottery, which is really cool. I mean, imagine going to see Ellen and you get $500 worth of lottery tickets. Well, lottery officials saw that as a publicity stunt, and a whistleblower, however, we love a whistleblower, someone filed a complaint at the lottery and argued that the giveaway of tickets, which had a combined face value of $212,500, should be investigated as a misuse of funds. So it really had nothing to do with Ellen other than she was the vehicle for the giveaway. But this happened right before the state audit happened on the lottery office and was scheduled to be released. And remember that the reason we have a lottery in the state of California, I'm sure this is what it all gets back to, is that it's supposed to fund education in the state. It's supposed to be a source of funding for schools. Now, my mom can tell you as a public school teacher that in her time in the public schools, she, I think, saw a couple of, like, soccer balls or something, because they're obviously misusing a lot of money in the California lottery. But But Ling Chan, who's a state senator, requested an audit last year to determine whether the money is actually going to public schools or not. So they did this big audit. And I guess the whistleblower was like, hey, if you're spending all this money, if $212,500 could have gone to the schools because somebody would have bought those tickets, was this the best use of the funds? So that's what the kind of the blow up was about.
Hmm. All right. Kind of
makes sense, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do a couple of federal stories, if you will, what the feds are doing with your tax dollars. There's the nationwide ban on all these flavored e-cigarette products now in effect. Teenagers, though, still have access to nicotine vapes. The ban covers a number of child-friendly flavorings, mint, fruit, that kind of stuff. Menthol and tobacco flavorings are remaining. However, the ban only applies to specific types of devices, cartridge devices, the pre-filled pod devices, the ones made by Juul. Other devices are going to stay on the market. Limiting access to Juul, which stopped selling all these non-menthol and tobacco-flavored pods in November, unlikely to have much of an effect on teenagers because they've already become addicted to nicotine, so they just go smoke cigarettes, right? I mean,
right.
This is how much time is being spent, I would wonder, in schools? Are we, you know, I'm a critic for lots of reasons of the public education program because of how irrelevant much of it is. I was on back and forth on Facebook with somebody who was, you know, criticized something that I had posted about what's in public schools and what isn't in public schools. But this kind of thing, I mean, just how absent are the people in schools? We don't have biology much anymore. We don't teach health ed because God knows we wouldn't want anybody to learn how to have sex by taking sex ed or health ed.
But we're not. They're not taking that out. In California, there was a whole big dust up.
Taking it out
over
in Massachusetts. They took it out of the
States. You should see what they're teaching kids. I mean, the stuff that I could tell you that they're teaching kids as part of the sex ed curriculum, it would curl your hair. I mean,
so
we're talking about people.
Why aren't
who make
they
all
teaching them
choices.
About this stuff? Why isn't this being taught in
question.
Public schools?
I don't know.
That would be what I'd want to know. I would think this would be, you know, kind of mandatory. You pass a law and you don't want people to use it, so you teach kids, you tell the school system, okay, you want to keep getting
but
federal funds?
The problem, though, is we had health class and, you know, they show you the black lung of someone who had smoked or whatever, or like baseball players who lost parts of their tongue because of chewing tobacco and all the gross stuff that comes along with it. And there were still plenty of guys who were chewing tobacco and playing sports.
So it doesn't do any good,
girls.
Is that? You don't think it's scared anybody off?
It doesn't. I just don't think it does. It's kids at that age, you can do
that every
single
day. I saw my mother's lungs when she died, and they looked like burnt sponges, man.
Right.
Anybody who saw that weren't.
But the problem, though, is that's not the lung of a teenager, and that's the problem. This woman was in her 50s, and everyone who's 15 goes, oh, okay, I'll worry about it later. You know,
Your attitude with smoking was developed earlier than high school. My attitude about smoking was when I saw my grandmother's kitchen, like that her wallpaper used to be white and then it was yellow, and it was my parents taught me that it was not a good habit. So I've never been a smoker, never tempted to be a smoker. My asthma would kill me if I wanted to be a smoker. So that being said, it started early. And so I think when we go into high school and say, why aren't we teaching young kids? It's too late. You have to show people the black lung and scare the hell out of them when they're four, not when they're 15, because at 15, that's when the invincibility stage catches on, and you just think, oh, it doesn't matter anyway. But if you catch kids when they're younger and they develop an attitude early on, that's really the only way.
Yep. All right. Go ahead. Who's starting?
Oh, no, I just said in my opinion.
Okay. The Homeland Security people barring New York residents from participating in Global Entry and some of the other trusted traveler programs that allowed you to have modified screening for pre-approved travelers. I use the TSA pre-check, which works wonderfully well, I think. For someone who's been a long-time critic of the TSA, I just don't have to be involved with them, although they did. When I came back last week, I bought this new kind of it's an Australian product, a honey that comes Malaluka or something, I can't remember, but I have four or five jars of it.
Manuka.
So I took Manuka, thank you. So I took a jar and put it in my bag and brought it, you know, to the airport and getting on the plane with it. I think I'll bring one out here. And they opened up my bag and said, you can't carry this. I said, that's an $85 jar of honey. What do you mean I can't take it?
You have to check it, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can check it.
Because it's a food item, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I carry a lot of food items. I had some protein stuff in the bars and stuff in the bag.
But it's a liquid. They would consider it a liquid.
Well, it wasn't really. Anyway, the guy and I went back and forth on it for a while, and I gave him a couple of, I mean, it isn't, I said, it's not your rule, but this is BS.
And yeah, I mean, unfortunately, BS. It's that way with deodorant, it's that way with gels, anything, yeah. Even if it's not a liquid, even if it's more of a gel, it's still.
Did he take the honey?
Yep. Yeah, he probably brought it home with him. He's probably
He's drinking
it
tea
right
tonight,
yeah. Right, yeah. Anyway, so New York has passed a state law that allows undocumented immigrants to get a driver's license. This is now the era of real ID. And so the Secretary of Homeland Security said the law compromises officials' ability to thoroughly vet applicants. I understand their point, frankly.
This is going to get tied up. People. They're already suing them. This is going to get tied up in court for a long time, probably.
So what's it going to do for New Yorkers, though, who legitimately ought to have that aren't Pause. Illegal that have
Yeah, they can't.
Right.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Deborah's home was stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Monday at the Money Pit. Go together like love and marriage. Of course, it carries all that stuff, you know, Monday in the Money Pit. Actually, the Money Pit is heard over hundreds of radio stations all around the weekend. And Tom Kreitler, who's co-host with Leslie Segretti of this fabulous exchange of ideas. You got a question, call 888-MONEY-PIT anytime, day or night, and it'll work its way into a response on the air with Tom and Leslie. We all like to have the input here because listeners have their own questions that may not be able to listen to Money Pit. For example, Tommy, David, listening in Salt Lake in our Utah area, pulled up an old carpet in his house that they're moving into, revealed some gorgeous hardwood flooring, except the hardwood is covered in staples and rust.
Yeah,
so I don't know how to fix this. Has got to be something that happens quite frequently, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the charm of those floors. For one thing, you know, when homes were built back, Doug, in say around the 50s to the 60s, hardwood floor was a pretty standard floor, and folks put it in, but then they promptly covered it with, you know, what we would think of just awful carpet today, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it is awful.
But I mean,
carpet.
It's a drop cloth. Think of it that way, you know, that lasted 50 years or more. So, what you would do, David, is pull up the staples and the tackless. The tackless is that wood strip with the sort of nails pointing out of it. So you pull all that up. Yes, try to get all the staples out. And then you should be able to, if the floor's been covered all that time, just lightly sand it, not down to the raw wood. But what you could do is you could rent a buffer. at a home center, and they have a sanding screen attachment for that. It looks like a piece of window screen. It goes under the buffer, and it basically just sort of cuts off that upper finish. It should take off those rust stains that you're talking about. You can always do a little bit of hand sanding, and then hit it with a couple of coats of polyurethane. I would definitely do this before you move in, though, because otherwise you're going to have to empty those rooms of furniture, and you'll end up putting it off, and then it'll just become more complicated as time goes on. So it's never going to be easier to do it than it is right now when the house is empty.
So is this something that happens? I went into a house down the street from where I live here in Venice on the sort of Santa Monica line. It was a three-family for sale.
Uh-huh.
And I was so taken back. I went in, it was in kind of nice shape, and it looked like something, you know, if I had some money, I'd put into it as an investment.
Right.
But the one thing that was I'd never seen before with is the grills and grates on the windows. And I said to the real estate guy, why is that? And he said, because the homeless problem is so bad around here that the people that lived in this house were, they were thrown out by the bank. The bank owned the house.
Right.
And there was nobody there. So the three apartments got filled with 50 people living in this residential neighborhood, all crack cocaine users and homeless vagrants. Yeah. And the place became, it took them a year to get them out. And so I looked at the house, and, you know, it could use some cleanup. I noticed that the reason I'm bringing it up is because they had carpet all over the place. You know, right. I don't like carpet anyway, but it was so filthy. God, there's got to be horrible things growing in that carpet.
Oof. Well, that's true. Carpet is a really bad floor covering for folks that have allergies, especially other respiratory issues. But, Doug, I just want to point out, you mentioned security bars. It's really important that if you do live in an area where you have security bars, that those be openable from the inside. You never, ever, ever want to have locked security bars because you get stuck inside in the event of a fire. So if you are considering security bars, there are types that are open and openable from the inside, but, of course, not from the outside, and that is critical to make sure you use.
All right, the Money Pit newsletter this week focusing on Valentine's Day items of interest. What about your bedroom if it's boring? Isn't Valentine's Day supposed to be a big romance time, right?
That's I never meant a holiday I couldn't turn a home improvement project into. And if you want to take
on away with us,
if you want to take on a project that perhaps could add some spice to your bedroom, doing a master bedroom makeover is a good idea. We've got a post on how to do just that on MoneyPit.com. You know, Doug, one mistake folks make, though, very commonly with this is they will take out another bedroom to create the master bedroom. And that is the decision you have to make very carefully based on your real estate market because, as you're well aware, the value of your home is based in part on how many bedrooms you have. So when you disable one to convert it into a master, you could potentially reduce the value. So just do that cautiously with knowledge of forethought so that you don't make an expensive mistake. But, I mean, once you decide to go that direction, it does actually add some value to your home most of the time because it's something that folks like today. And it is a key difference between the way we build houses today and the way we used to build them years ago. So that is definitely something you can consider. But more on that in the Money Pit podcast, which you can download anywhere great podcasts are held, including MoneyPit.com.
iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Google Podcast, same place you get all the podcasts for the DJV show. Thanks, Tommy. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Call him at 888-MONEY-PIT with your question. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.